Thanks, 10-4.
You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. You're tuned to This Week in Radio News. I'm Tom Rowe in the Wave Farm Study Center in upstate New York. Last year, the websites Gothamist, Elliest, and DCist unionized, and almost immediately their owner Joe Ricketts decided to shut them down. Now the news websites are getting a second life, as the public radio stations WNYC in New York, KPCC in Southern California, and WAMU in Washington, D.C. announced February 23rd that they have joined together to buy the sites and their archives, internet domains, and social media assets. Two anonymous donors contributed an undisclosed sum to acquire the sites. Quote, the nonprofit WNYC business model has proved to be a growing and thriving thing while a lot of things have been going so deeply south, unquote, says Jim Schachter, head of the news division at WNYC, said in Wired. Quote, the hope is we can build something bigger and better by bringing these two things together, unquote. Gothamist founders are talking to other radio stations and news organizations about buying the Chicago and San Francisco websites that Ricketts also closed. Communications Law blog reports that the Federal Communications Commission issued a notice of proposed rulemaking and order to issue licenses for frequencies above 95 gigahertz, not megahertz like the FM band and most frequencies humans use. This is 95 gigahertz. Those are very tiny wavelengths at the top of the band that can't penetrate much at all, not even atmospheric particles. Very low frequencies, by contrast, have huge wavelengths and can bounce around the planet. The FCC is guessing that 95 gigahertz frequencies can only be used for short point-to-point broadcasts. The Communications Law blog explains, quote, historically, frequencies this high were not considered useful for communications transmission, but the radio art has advanced quickly, and amateurs who make it their business to advance the state of the art have been allowed to operate above 95 gigahertz for years. Today, commercial inventors and entrepreneurs are seriously at work developing ways to exploit higher and higher frequencies. The amount of available bandwidth is enormous, so if the high frequencies can be used, the possibilities for ever faster wireless broadband and backhaul speeds are significant, unquote. The FCC proposal would allow regular licensing, unlicensed systems, and experimental licensing, letting inventors come up with new ways to use these very small wavelengths. John Anderson reports at DIYmedia.net that the Federal Communications Commission has taken 23 enforcement actions against pirate radio stations so far in 2018, compared to 20 in 2017 and 27 in 2016. Strangely, though, none have been in New York, which is generally the state with the highest concentration of pirates, at least around New York City. Instead, FCC agents have moved against three Colorado pirates. After FCC Commissioner Mike O'Reilly sent a threatening letter to a Colorado news organization that wrote a story about a micro-radio station complaining about positive news coverage for the scofflaw. One of those actions was a notice of unlicensed operation letter addressed to the town of Ward, where they say Way High Radio has been operating on and off for the last 20 years. The FCC claims the station's signal comes from, quote, a trailer park next to the town hall. Public records list the town of Ward as the owner of this property, unquote. Anderson writes that, quote, to my knowledge, this is the first time that the FCC has threatened a local government with punishment in an unlicensed broadcast case, unquote. Anderson is on the Wave Farm board. Ars Technica reports that the Washington State Legislature voted for a net neutrality law that the governor will sign in defiance of the Federal Communications Commission. The new law applies to all wired and wireless internet providers in the state and prohibits blocking, throttling, and paid prioritization, even though the FCC's December repeal prohibited states from passing their own net neutrality laws. Governor Jay Inslee previously pledged to enforce net neutrality, quote, under our own authority and under our own laws, unquote, calling it a, quote, free speech issue as well as a business development issue, unquote. The Washington State House passed the bill 93-5 on February 9th, and the Senate passed the bill February 27th by a 35-14 total. Five states, Vermont, Hawaii, Montana, New Jersey, and New York, have imposed the old net neutrality rules on ISPs doing business with state agencies, but this is the first state to pass a law that applies to all its citizens. Washington State will most likely see lawsuits filed by broadband providers who will make the case that only the federal government can pass such laws. Politico reports that on March 1st, Federal Communications Commission Chairman Ajit Pai turned down a National Rifle Association gun award he received at the Conservative Political Action Conference the week before, saying an ethics lawyer at his agency told him not to take it. The National Rifle Association named Pai the Charlton Heston Courage Under Fire Award recipient at the Conservative Political Action Conference. Pai received death threats after rolling back net neutrality rules in December, so the American Conservative Union, which puts on the conference, gave him a Kentucky handmade long gun for his effort. But Pai this week turned the gun down. Quote, "As you know, once my staff became aware of what was happening, they asked backstage that the musket not be presented to me to ensure this could be first discussed with and vetted by career ethics attorneys in the FCC's Office of General Counsel," unquote, Pai wrote, according to an FCC source who relayed the text of the letters to Politico. Quote, "Therefore, upon their counsel, I must respectfully decline the award. I have also been advised by the FCC's career ethics attorneys that I would not be able to accept the award upon my departure from government service," unquote. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Standing Wave Radio and WGXC.